Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. It was just over a month ago that the second and third largest health insurers in Massachusetts revealed they were considering a merger. Now, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Tufts Health Plan say they just want to be friends. The courtship started out promisingly enough. Executives from both firms said they felt a merger could help them provide better care at a lower cost. But today, the companies say the more they got to know one another, the more they realized that a merger would cost more and take longer than either side realized. We spoke to the chief executives of both companies. Eric Schultz is the president of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, and James Roosevelt Jr. is the president of Tufts Health Plan. Roosevelt says both sides always knew that joining forces would be complicated.
Well, you know, Sasha, in the business world, dating is referred to as due diligence. And we entered into this in a very active way over the last month and a half and determined that, yes, there was value in both lowering cost and increasing health status and better outcomes for our members and our coming together, but that the costs of bringing us together were just too great.
Was one of the issues in terms of cost that there may have been too many job cuts, too many job losses that would have had to happen to make this merger work?
Actually, Sasha, this is Eric. It just started adding up that our understanding of what it would take to bring the organizations became much clearer, that there were greater and greater risks in multiple areas. And we said it's not worth it to prudentially produce something that takes away value from the marketplace.
Jim and Eric, I recall that when news of this deal broke, you actually hadn't even had an opportunity to tell your employees yet. Was this a merger that you never really felt quite ready to move on? Did this going public end up making you jump the gun more than you may have wanted to?
Actually, the original announcement occurred because there was a leak. So it actually occurred a little bit earlier than what Jim and I would have initially announced.
It didn't change what was happening behind the scenes. We would have been going through the same data gathering process. But typically, if you had your druthers, you wouldn't announce you were doing that until you were a little farther down the road, as we are now.
When the two of you announced that you thought you would merge, you talked about how you would be stronger together than alone. So now you remain alone. And I wonder, do you feel that as standalones, you're truly sustainable in this healthcare market?
We entered this process as two very strong companies, and we continue to be two strong companies, Sasha.
This is Eric Schultz speaking.
Yes. And in fact, just speaking on behalf of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, we're coming off one of our strongest years ever. So we're very positive and optimistic. We'll continue to bring the value and innovations to the market.
Speaking for Tufts Health Plan, I would point out that we also are coming off a very strong year, and we are going forward very actively with our discussion with Cambridge Health Alliance to add 170,000 Medicaid members to Tufts Health Plan.
And, you know, Jim, you know, of course, this is a great time of great change for the healthcare industry. So I wonder if at a larger level, the fact that this merger couldn't work means that it's going to be very difficult for the state to bring about real meaningful change in the healthcare system. Do you think that this failed merger is a sign of that?
No, I think potential legislation to give more clout to health insurers in negotiating with hospitals, and moreover, to focus hospitals on being paid for keeping our members well rather than paid just for doing more instead of doing better, actually is a very positive step. And I don't think that it's going to matter whether we do this separately or together.
So what happens next? If the two of you weren't able to pull this off, what now is the future for the health insurance landscape in Massachusetts?
This is Eric. We have to change the incentives and the structure of how health care is delivered and financed.
Jim Roosevelt, do you want to add to that?
Yes. We have now a track record in Massachusetts of not having only the best hospitals, but also the best health plans, of having more people covered by health coverage than anywhere else in the country. We are probably the place that now has the best potential in the country for moving to a system that is more convenient, has better outcomes, and controls costs in a much more effective way.
Jim and Eric, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Sasha.
Eric Schultz is president and CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, and Jim Roosevelt is president and CEO of Tufts Health Plan.